choice of colors. Which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My big thanks to Dan Schaefer, who created the recombobulation area, which I enjoy. I subscribe to it on Substack. You can also find all of Dan's great work at civicmedia.us. We were talking about Wisconsin education because there's this huge race for the superintendent of public instruction here in Wisconsin, that election on April 1st. We got into this topic about school choice, vouchers, school funding. Brittany Kinzer, one of the candidates that you will see on your April 1st ballot for superintendent. She has apparently vague notions of wanting to change things, but I haven't been able to find out a single gosh darn specific thing other than she's for school choice. I have no idea what else she stands for. I do know that a bunch of right-wing donors have given her a whole ton of money. I do know that Crazy Moms for Liberty, every branch in the state, has supported her. I do know she is so message managed when she has made any public appearance during her campaign that legit, I have no idea what her actual proposal is. She talks vaguely about like standards and choice. But how do you balance the needs of public school systems with the standardless, unaccountable choice program? Do you believe in universal vouchers, Brittany? Do you think it's a good thing that Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, for the last 20 years, at any given opportunity, have sucked funding out of our public schools and now want to keep you and me and every person listening on this network from deciding if they want to pay more in local property taxes to support their schools? Where do you stand on that, Brittany? I mean, where do you stand on anything besides saying as little as possible so that what? You have nothing to be held accountable to? I will just tell you this, from nearly 15 years in government service, I have heard from lots and lots and lots of folks that lived in Milwaukee County when I was their general counsel. Lots of complaints. And I've also heard from new elected officials, lots of complaints. I always wanted to hear the complaints. Not everybody always wanted to hear the whys. Here's what the system constraints are. Here are the things that could change those constraints. Here's what I think might actually work. Most people who have complaints are just interested in the complaining part. You hear me? You feeling me out there? They're mostly just interested in hearing themselves complain. Brittany Kinzer, is this you? Do you have any actual solutions for public education in this state? That's what I want to know. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee, you're up first, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, not much. I just want to say that programs like early childhood education and Title I programs are extremely important, and I can attest to that because I benefited from that. Growing up, when I was a kid, I was born premature, and the doctors literally said that I was going to have the mentality of a three-year-old when I turned 18. Luckily, my parents were able to find a local school in Kenosha that did have the early childhood programming, you know, pre-kindergarten.
Yes.
And then even a school that had Title I reading and Title I math. I graduated high school just fine and went on to work in healthcare for, you know, over 15 years, thanks to those programs. I mean, they're so important, and I hope that people understand that programs like that and programs for any child with a disability or special need or whatever the case is, they need to be there. And by, you know, wiping them out is not the answer.
Brian, thanks so much. Thanks for sharing your personal experience that you personally benefited from some of these programs that we don't know if Brittany Kinzer supports them or not. Do you support the dismantling of the Federal Department of Education, Ms. Kinzer? I'd like to know. How do you propose, if the federal Department of Education is eliminated, Ms. Kinzer, since you've never run a large school district before, how do you propose to ensure that every child with special needs, behavioral issues, receives a vigorous and appropriate education that is tailored? How are we going to make sure that that happens? Because again, reminder, charter and voucher schools, they can refuse to take kids. They don't have to take kids with disabilities. So are we just going to leave our public school systems under attack and underfunded, but with the students, the young people in our lives that need the most help and the most care, with no clear federal means, federal department that oversees those kinds of monies getting into our public school system? Ms. Kinzer, do you support Head Start, one of the single most effective federally funded early childhood education programs in history? Do you support Head Start? I'd like to know. Richard from Waukesha, you're up next, sir. What do you have to say?
Do you support Head Start? I'd like to know.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to put in some information I've learned because of my age. I had an opportunity to have a friend that was in an orphanage, like in the 40s, maybe?
Yes, sir.
In Milwaukee. And he filled me in on his life through his time. And so I took an interest in it. And he went to private school until he went to West Point. But he got me interested. So I did some research, the progression of the government taking over the orphanages. And I saw an interview with somebody that was in charge with the orphanages. And they said, when they started the orphanage system, they had a rough time of it, and eventually they got really good at it, and they believed that the government took it because it was ripe to pick.
Thanks so much, Richard from Waukesha. Let's keep going here. We got Cam from Appleton. Go ahead, Cam.
Hey, I just want to voice for those that think the grass is greener on the other side for private schools. If the school's got an issue with a teacher or a curriculum and they decide that they don't want to disclose it or talk about it with the public, then they don't have to. I don't think that anyone really wants that. Think of like other companies where they end up protecting their own. It's a lot easier for them to protect their own for issues should they come up. They're not going to be honest and forthcoming with any of that stuff. And final thought, these folks that run these private schools, they're able to sell the data that they collect on your kids.
Mm. That's just downright frightening. CJ, you're up. What do you think? Should public tax dollars be going to fund religiously based education?
Amen, yes.
Why? What about
Department of Education? Look at our results of the Department of Education, and it took COVID to find out what kids were being taught, and it wasn't.
The curriculum for all public schools is available from your state Department of Public Instruction, which is what sets curriculum on a state by state basis. Okay, there are some federal standards, but they're quite loose. So I'm curious, I just want to ask you, are you okay with your public tax dollars going to, say, a Muslim school?
You know, it depends.
What does it depend on?
Curriculum-wise,
because I'm controlling the show right now and I want you to stay on point. And my question is, let's work this out. If religiously based education can be funded with your tax dollars, so we're going to run a school that is in a mosque and the kids go to pray three times a day. You're okay with your public tax dollars going to that?
If it's not teaching Sharia law, I want to know the curriculum. I've
CJ, curriculum generally are not subject to public standards when they are voucher and charter schools. They can set the curriculum at whatever they want. That's one of the concerns.
Answer, Maggie. You want to just shut me off? I can answer.
CJ, do you want to complain about how I'm handling your call, or do you want to have a discussion with me? Because I'm trying to keep you focused on the fact that there are problems with voucher and charter schools, and largely it is that there is very little oversight. It is not required in any state. It is entirely jurisdictionally specific. They don't have to disclose their curriculum. They do not have financial accountability unless a particular jurisdiction does it that way, and it funds a religiously based education. Are you okay with public tax dollars funding an education that promotes Islam?
Are you okay with us failing our kids?
Please answer my question, CJ. We can argue about standards and outcomes all we want, and that is a different conversation than talking right now about standardless, privately operating schools for profit that are teaching our kids religion. And maybe not the religion that you like. That's my question today. We can argue about outcomes, and we should do that, and let's have that discussion, CJ. But today, I want to know, are you okay with a school in a mosque that's teaching this, the pillars of Islam, using public taxpayer dollars?
Again, it depends on their curriculum. I believe parents should have the choice to take the money that they're spending on their kids and take it from a failed school.
CJ, I'm going to hop in here. A parent has the choice to take their own money and spend it on their kids' education whenever they want. It's called a private education that they can pay for. I have been in favor of choice schools set under an income limit. I don't think public tax dollars should subsidize well-to-do, upper-middle-class private school education without standards, without financial accountability that are teaching our kids religion by anybody's, I'm not sure what it is. Because we don't have oversight of any of that. That's the problem. And maybe a little later this week or early next, we'll get to arguing about outcomes, how to measure them, what the metrics should be, and how to do that best in a public education situation. When we come back, I want to talk about DEI in the age of Trump and a little bit of Black history, some things that MLK has said that you might not have ever heard. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Which would you prefer?